Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City, and our guest right now is author Rick Mafina, award-winning author Rick Mafina, and his latest is Panic Zone. Hello, Rick.
How are you, Les?
Doing great. So tell me a little bit about Panic Zone. What's it about?
Panic Zone is the second book in a series of, it's just been launched, that's featuring Jack Gannon, who's a wire service reporter. So this is book two in the series. And the first book in the series has just been nominated for Best Paperback Original by the International Thriller Writers.
Wonderful.
The book itself, Jack gets his first international assignment. So he's off to Rio de Janeiro, where there's been a bombing of a cafe, and two members of the World Press Alliance, his wire service, are among the 10 people killed, and his job is to find out the story behind the bombing.
I've always felt if you're going to write a book, set it in an exotic location. It gives you a good excuse to do research down there. Rio's a wonderful place. Did you go down to do the research?
I didn't go to Rio, but this story does travel. I mean, he's from a New York-based wire service, and he follows the story around the world, and it brings him back to New York City.
Were you a reporter?
I was a reporter. I was a wire service reporter myself. And there are some aspects of the book that I drew upon from my own experiences. Not with a bombing, but some of the travel that's involved in the book to Africa and the Bahamas and New York, things like that.
Quite a few scary scenarios in the book. How close to reality are they?
Well, you know, as I said in the afterword, I did draw on a lot of real cases, a lot of true historical experiments that were done, you know, throughout the 1900s. Public was experimented on without their knowledge, various military secret projects. So that exists. So the rest is up to me and my imagination.
So we know you drew on your own experience as a reporter. How did you come up with the rest of the story idea?
Well, the rest of the story idea, that was a combination of people I'd met, stories I'd picked up along the way. I mean, the opening scene concerns a mother who's involved in a crash with her husband. It's a terrible car crash. She's the only survivor. It's just her and her husband and their baby. And she believes that her baby was rescued. The police who are investigating, the psychologists who are talking to her, are telling her it's part of her imagination. But she believes deep down, and the reader probably is with her, that something happened, that perhaps her child did not perish in this horrific fire and crash, that her child actually was rescued for purposes we don't know. And that ultimately that will link her to Jack Gannon and his research as to why a cafe was the target of a bombing in Rio de Janeiro.
You've had wonderful success with the series so far. I would imagine there's more Jack Gannon coming around the corner, yes?
Yes. Just submitted the third in the series, and there will be others as well. So we'll see where the stories take Jack. And I guess I live vicariously through him, being a former wire service reporter. And setting him here is kind of cool. He's always the fish out of water. He's kind of like a Jason Bourne with a laptop. The reader is going with him to whatever situation he's thrown into. So he has to live by his wits and by his skill as a reporter. And he's a truth seeker. And I think it's a lot of fun, and the stories move. I mean, they have to be fast, because that's the kind of story I like.
Rick Mafina, his latest is called Panic Zone. His protagonist, Jack Gannon. We wish you a lot of luck.
Thanks a lot, Les.